I'm Bill Radke. Thank you for tuning in. Earlier this hour, we asked the head of the Washington State Republican Party, Susan Hutchison, how voters in Washington are feeling about the economy this election year. Jackson Ravens chairs the state Democratic Party. We wanted to know what he's hearing from voters about the economy, so I asked him, how hard is it right now for Washingtonians to get ahead financially?
Well, I mean, we've seen a challenge economically in this country overall as the incomes of the middle class have struggled to keep pace with some of the growth. But I think that as a whole, that, you know, we've been doing very well. I think that seeing an unemployment rate that we didn't think was going to get as low as it is now, as low as it is, has made a huge difference in giving people a sense of job security. And I think what we need in our leadership is to continue the path that we have been following with Democratic leadership that's committed to this kind of economic growth that we've seen. We have to remember that, you know, when President Bush was in office, our country was losing about 800,000 jobs a month. And if you remember, we saw the foreclosures that were all over the street, you know, up and down the street. The financial crisis was wiping out worker savings, and we saw a lot of families that were facing bankruptcy over out-of-control health care costs. And with Democratic leadership, we've really been able to address a lot of these concerns, and that provides a sense of economic security and safety.
When it comes to the economy, what's your sense of the mood voters are in? What are they feeling?
Well, I think what we're talking about is, it's not an us and them type of conversation here. We're talking about our parents. We're talking about our husbands and wives and our children and our family and friends. And when we're talking about everybody participating in this economic growth, sharing in this economic growth, when we're talking about, you know, making sure there is a minimum wage that allows families to not live in poverty when they're working full time, we're not talking about sharing it with people that we don't know and that are estranged from us in some way. We're talking about those kind of opportunities being made available and existing for our families and friends. And so I think people are definitely interested in seeing the welfare of their families and friends improve. I think when we're talking about, you know, making sure that there is a paid sick leave available, that people aren't going to lose their jobs when they become ill. I mean, again, we're talking about our families and friends and making sure that they have stability and that they have health and employment. And when we're talking about equal pay for equal work, we are definitely talking about our family and friends. We're talking about, you know, hardworking women across the state and across this country who deserve equal pay for the work that they're doing. So I think that the mood is not so much about us and them or giving something or making something available to people that we don't know, but really recognizing the fact that these type of economic developments and advances, these type of securities that we've been able to build in the last several years really affect all of us very personally and affect our families and friends and, you know, make a difference in our overall economic health and well-being.
Jackson Ravens chairs the Washington State Democratic Party, and he talked to us about how voters are feeling heading into the election year. We heard from the state Republican Party's Susan Hutchison earlier this hour. How are you feeling about your economic health and well-being? We asked a few locals at Northgate, and this is what Patrick Runyon said.
I'm concerned about staying in the middle class. I just wonder if I'll be able to make as much money as my parents did, since not currently making a lot of money.
What about you? How's the economy making you feel this year? Worried? Hopeful? Angry? Call us at 206-221-3663 and tell us your story. 221-3663. Or join the conversation on Twitter. Use the hashtag #electionfeels. All this week, we'll hear how voters in Washington State are feeling this election year on KUOW 94.9 Seattle News and Information.